My pleasure. Welcome back to the Jeff Cupp Show. Bill Roller of BR Capital. Bill, good morning.
Morning, Jeff.
This Greece debt crisis scares the living daylights out of me.
Hey, it should scare it out of scare the daylights out of everybody.
All right, so I'm legitimately worried here. Is that valid?
Well, as you said earlier, there's an old saying that there are no atheists in foxholes, and there are definitely no atheists in, as investors these days. Greece is very, very concerning. I think it's looking more and more possible that there will be a Greek default. The fact that they pushed this referendum kind of came out of nowhere basically indicates to me that Papandreou doesn't have the votes to maintain it.
He doesn't. In fact, a recent poll, I think, over the last couple of days in Greece shows that well over 60% of the people are going to vote against these austerity measures.
That's true. Also very concerning, certainly, is that they fired the head of their military services. So Greece has a long history of military rule, junta rule, which they got away from in the 70s, but look like they may go back to. But there may be a certain number of people that say, hey, we want military to step in and have a return to some form of stability.
Bring back the drachma?
I think that's very possible.
Bill, let's assume worst case scenario. Let's assume that they default. What does that really mean, and how does it affect us?
Well, unfortunately, our banking systems are interrelated with the European banking system, very, very closely tied. So basically, anyone that owns Greek debt, they're basically going to say, we're not going to honor any debt denominated in euros. Only honor Greek debt now denominated in drachmas, which there's not going to be a whole lot to start with. So, the banks that are holding that Greek debt and investors, they'll go from basically a settlement of 50 cents on the dollar down to 0 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're not the first country to default. There's a tendency to think that sovereign countries don't default. Well, Russian debt back in 1905 was triple A, backed by the Tsar. Who would have thought that would go to zero, and it did. So the same thing certainly can happen in Greece.
But in modern times, because our banking systems are now so interrelated and interborrowed, in modern times, has a default occurred that in this current circumstance where we have all of this interconnection here?
Well, we haven't seen it since World War II, but certainly, we've seen default on debt here in the United States, not sovereign debt, but it's went from subprime mortgages. Now we're seeing default of subprime countries.
Mm. So what worries me here, they default, bondholders take it in the shorts. What does default mean? It means that they're not going to pay anything on the bonds?
Correct. It would trade like a bankrupt company. You'll see when a company goes bankrupt, you'll see incredible percentage moves in their stock, even though technically the stock is worthless as speculators try and figure out whether they'll make some money off of it. And you'll see the same thing happen with the Greek debt. It'll go to maybe 5 cents on the dollar, and then things will look good for a day, and it'll go to 15 cents on the dollar. But if anybody holds it, continues to hold it and not trade it, it's going to eventually go to zero.
So would I be correct in thinking that if they defaulted, they could potentially, wouldn't it give the Greek government then greater leverage to come back and say, all right, we've defaulted, but we'll give you 40 cents on the dollar or 30 cents on the dollar or whatever, rather than nothing. Wouldn't the bondholders take a deal like that?
Sure. There's an old saying, maybe coined by Donald Trump, who said that when you owe the bank $10,000, they own you. When you owe them $10 billion, you own them.
That's it.
And you're going to see the same thing happen with Greece. They've been kind of feeling put upon because the IMF and the European Union is coming and say, hey, you've got to make these austerity measures, and you've got to cut your standard of living, and you've got to quit paying your retirees. And so they're feeling kind of like stepchildren. So now then they say, okay, we're going to default. That puts the Greeks back in the driver's seat, where they can start to dictate terms of their bailout better than they have been able to.
So the last 2 days, obviously the effect in our market, well, in worldwide markets really, has been pretty negative on this news that Papandreou is going to go ahead and allow this vote of the people. Because I think everybody assumed that the bailout package was just going to be done by the government, and the people were going to have to suck it up whether they liked it or not.
Right.
Why do you think Papandreou really changed course here? I mean, is he thinking about political survival? Is he thinking about legacy? Surely he knows the implications of a vote into default.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he's saying he doesn't have the vote, and that it's not going to hold. So he gets to spread the failure out among the entire Greek electorate instead of just a limited number of people running the government in Greece.
Yeah, that could very well be. All right, so the market's been down really bad. It's up today. Why is it up today? What has changed today from the last 2 days? I mean, the vote's still going to happen. Why is the market reacting the way it is today?
Well, two things. One is the ADP employment report came in and was a little bit better than expected. So it's saying that in the U.S., at least, things aren't as bad as they thought. And also, I think there's a lot of short covering going on because Ben Bernanke, Federal Reserve Chairman, will give his press conference today at 11:30. And so he's going to, you know, everybody wants to get flat in case the Fed says something, you know, about the upcoming quantitative easing 3. So when there's that much uncertainty, institutions don't want to be holding positions. They want to wait and see a direction and then get reestablished either long or short.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see this play out. What worries me is if Greece defaults, in your estimation, how does that impact the EU? How does that impact the euro? How does it impact the future actions of Portugal, of Italy, of Ireland, who are all... You know, they're the pigs, Spain. They're all in trouble here. Are they going to look at defaulting?
Well, it's quite possible that they would because it's sort of like, hey, Greece has gone out. You know, why becomes a game theory? Why should we continue to suffer through these horrendous austerity measures when we can get out from under it? And then, you know, like any organization, you ask, okay, what do we give to the organization versus what do we get back? And what do countries get back really from EU? I mean, very little. I mean, they get a lot of bureaucracy. They don't get defense because we cover that. So I think a lot of these countries are looking at this and saying, well, geez, you know, if we pull out of the EU, we get more control over our lives, we have less regulation, and we can join NATO and the U.S. will still protect us. So why do we really need them?
It's a great point. So, I mean, it is. I mean, I think this could unravel potentially the EU to a degree, at least the numbers of nations that are in the EU. I think, you know, the base members would stay engaged there. But I mean, at some point here, this has to really affect us. If it does affect us negatively, then who fixes it for us? Congress, the Federal Reserve, and how would they fix it?
Well, certainly they would need to shore up the banks, the U.S. banks that have exposure there, but they also should require them to cut exposure. You know, who's going to have to fix it? Well, before Congress can fix it, we have to fix Congress. How much austerity have you seen for Congress itself or in the federal government so far? Very little. So, you know, we're going to have to get, I mean, the whole necessary austerity in the U.S. government hasn't even begun to pervade yet. That could need for us to, you know, gut through this Congress or gut through this crisis.
Well, it how would the banks cut their exposure quickly?
Well, they've got to be selling off European debt, and which means you're going to sell that and, you know, move towards treasuries. U.S. treasuries, kind of what we've seen, even with a debt downgrade. So the only way we can really benefit would be for the super committee come on November 23rd to really make substantial cuts in the U.S. deficit.
Bill Roller, BR Capital folks in Vancouver, check him out. Well worth your time. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Jeff.